Friday, February 8th, 2019. This is episode 323, and I am your host, Patrick. Why am I talking like He-Man? I have the power. Hopefully, I have the power today to give you a good show. It's 47 degrees here in upstate New York. Yeah, you heard that right. On February 8th, 47 degrees. That's in the Fahrenheit. Feels like temperatures of 43. Highs are going to be about 48. I can't believe it. Winds are out of the southeast at 9 miles per hour. He-Man. 1982, he came out as a toy. And then, 83 as a TV show. You know,
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You never know what you're going to get here. We live on a planet. How it is random. Mark Taylor is the one who created He-Man through Mattel. And then it was Tony Guerrero who was the one who later sculpted him. Isn't that nifty? Who knows what we're going to learn today? All kinds of stuff, but we will probably learn today. Maybe get a laugh. Who knows? Hear from you. I've got some phone calls. And then I've got to talk to you about what I've got on the pot cooking for We Live on a Planet. I'm really excited about it. So stick around. We've got a good show for you. I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Well, that was a little late, wasn't it? I'll be back. Stick around. I'm feeling a little peculiar. I feel a little peculiar all the time. I was talking about He-Man earlier. You got to go to YouTube and type in He-Man, whatever it is. That's what you just heard. People are so creative out there. They got too much time on their hand. It is so weird. And it's a thing. He-Man is his alter ego, Prince Adam, and He-Man both. And it's so stupid. I don't know why I played it to you guys just now. Random. But I have a lot of love in my heart today, and I hope you do too. Here's our quote to start off the show. It is good to love many things, for therein lies the true strength. And whosoever loves much performs much and can accomplish much. And what is done in love is well done. Vincent van Gogh. I think it's good to love. You know, it's easy to go the other path and be angry a lot of times, and there's a saying out there, and I don't know if it's true, but I like the idea of it, and I like to think that it is true, that it takes like 23 muscles in your face to frown and only 13 to smile, so you're using a lot more energy when you're angry and frowning than you are when you're happy. And I don't know if that's really true, but I like that concept, and I like that idea, and that's what I'm sticking with today, because, love is my religion. It is. Stick around. When we come back, we'll learn something random, and then I'll tell you about what is going to be happening here at We Live on a Planet, because I've got a pot on the stove, and I'm excited about it. Stick around. We'll be right back. So what I do usually is I go over to Google and type in I'm feeling curious, and this is the one I got this morning. On a cloudy day. Can you get a sunburn on a cloudy day? Yeah, you can. You know that, right? Remember, you probably better listen to what your mom said. You're more likely to get a sunburn between 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon when the sun's rays are the strongest. You might think the chance of getting a sunburn on cloudy days is less, but the sun's damaging UV light can pass through clouds. The more we know. So put your sunscreen on. Protect yourself. So I might have to today. It's going to be 48 degrees here in upstate New York. Wow. I am enjoying my bubble tea. If you follow the show, you know I ordered some bubble bursting bobas, B-O-B-A, from Amazon. You can get everything. The day before it came, I went to the Walmart, and I've done interviews at Walmart. I got to find out what number episode they are so I can tell you guys. Head to episode, fill in the blank, so you can go check out my Walmart interviews. But I was at Walmart and I got a bunch of different flavored teas. I got like black tea and green tea and like a lemonade tea, all for the bursting bobas. And they're delicious. And then I was talking last time in the show how I haven't had real ramen, like the fancy ramen. I've had the, you know, just ramen noodles. The packets are like 88 cents. But I've never had the fancy ramen, and I'm going to have the opportunity Monday because I'm going to the big city of Rochester. Here in Oswego, we don't have anything fancy like ramen of the fancy type. So that will be fun. I'll get that, and then it's the same place that has bubble tea. So I'll try to be able to see what that's like and see if I'm doing it right at my home. So I was telling you I've got some stuff in the works here at We Live on a Planet. I had an exciting phone call the other day through Instagram video chat with the creator of Creative Universe app, Joseph Cohen. The Universe app is how I make my website, and it's super easy. If you are in the market of making yourself a website, head on over to the App Store, type in Universe, and check out their website. You can make yourself a website in less than a minute, and it's free. How can you beat free? If you want to have your own domain where it's just like mine is wloap.com, it's $2.99 a month. You can't beat that. And I'm going to be talking with Joseph here at We Live on a Planet. And he's got a team of about 9. And they're stationed out of Germany and San Francisco. Harris is out in San Francisco. Joseph himself is in Brooklyn. And it will be really nice to just talk to Joseph and find out what got him started to creating the Universe app. I'm going to have all kinds of questions for him, and I'm really flattered that I'm able to get an interview with somebody who's really on the rise. Their app is on the rise, and they have well over 100,000 people who are using their app and have made their own website through their app Universe. So I encourage you, if you're looking to make one, check it out. And I can't wait to have my interview with him. That'll be a lot of fun. All right, what are we going to do next? What we usually do, let's head on over and see what happened on this day of history. And then later on, we'll open up the phone lines to hear from you guys. So stick around. We'll be right back. I am at the History Channel's website, and we're going to find out what happened on this day. On this day in 1943, Japanese troops evacuate Guadalcanal, leaving the island in Allied possession after a prolonged campaign. The American victory paved the way for other Allied wins in the Somalia Islands. What else do we have? I'm just going to scroll up, see what we've got. 1955, author John Grisham of Legal Thrillers is born. He is quite an author, isn't he? John Grisham, he's got all those just legal thrillers and born in Arkansas. 1924, the first execution by lethal gas is carried out in Carson City, Nevada. 1904, the Russo-Japan Wars begin. No idea what that is. I'm not even interested in opening it up. So if you're interested in the Russo-Japan Wars, go ahead and dive into that. What I do is I just scroll. And if it's something that I feel I want to share to you guys, I do. 1725, Peter the Great dies. 1587, Mary Queen of Scots is beheaded. Isn't that a movie? I think they've got a movie right now, Mary Queen of Scots, with that girl that played, what the heck's her name? Harley Quinn. She played that character, Harley Quinn, and I can't think of that actress's name right now. I think she's in Mary Queen of Scots. 1985, Jaguar. You got to say it like that. You can't say Jaguar. The Jaguar founder dies. Boy, that British luxury automobile is nice. I would love to have a Jaguar. It'd be pretty nifty. Ooh, I remember this. 1986, Spud Webb wins a dunk contest. If you don't know who Spud Webb is, he was only 5'7". He's one of the shortest players in the history of professional basketball. and he wins the NBA slam dunk contest, beating his Atlanta Hawk teammates and the 1985 dunk champion, 6'8", Dominique Wilkins. Just goes to show you can do anything, right? Because this guy is only 5'7", one of the shortest, 5'7". I'm 6 foot and I can't touch the rim. I'm 6 foot and when I jump, I can just get the bottom of the net. That's it. Oh, here's one more. I do remember this. This one, 1994, Jack Nicholson loses it and smashes his windshield in an episode of Road Rage. Ended up having to, it's funny because years later, he played a therapist counseling Adam Sandler in a comedy, Anger Management. But in 1994, February 8th, it was the Oscar-winning actor Jack Nicholson who let his anger out of control. Well, that was kind of nifty. That was fun. We went over to the History Channel's website. I figure, well, I'm here too. I gotcha. Here, the word of the day. Word of the day yesterday was funny. In one of our phone calls, we'll hear later. We'll hear her reaction to the word of the day, what it was yesterday. Here it is today.
Compendious.
Compendious. Containing or presenting the essential facts of something in a comprehensive but concise way.
Compendious.
Compendious. This is a massive, compendious, and copopulous research book that tells the whole of what used to be called our island story. That's an example. Hopefully my show is...
Compendious.
Compendious at times. That would be nice. I'd like that idea. All right, stick around. We'll open up the phone lines and hear from you guys, see what you guys have been saying about these past couple episodes. You can contact me, too. If you're using the Anchor app, it's super, super easy. You just push that little message button and leave me a message. If you are listening through another podcast provider, you can reach me at my website, WLOAP.com. Hit that little phone icon and leave me a voice message, and you can be a part of the show, too. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Patrick, good morning. Hey, I just wanted to say Of Mice and Men is actually my all-time favorite book. It's the very first book that I can recollect saying that I read from cover to cover of, I guess you could say, an adult theme. Yeah, I mean, of course, I've read kids' books, but I had a hard time in school reading books all the way through, and I still do at this time. But Of Mice and Men was definitely one of those books that has still made a huge impression on me today. And one of my personal goals as I become more successful would be to create something similar to what you read about in those times where they had like these homes where they housed employees, you know, travelers. And I kind of want to do the same thing because there's just so many homeless people in this world. But it's because Of Mice and Men is that's one of my goals.
Thanks, Jason. That's Jason Good Vibes with Jason B. You can find him anywhere podcasts can be found. The other day on episode 322, one of the days, this Days of History was about the book Of Mice and Men, and it's his first cover to cover. Cool. And you know, I'm not just saying this. I really, truly think that it might be one of my first cover to covers too, because I remember doing a book report in school about that. And groaning and going, oh no, I don't want, you know, who wants to do a book report? Well, maybe if you're really into books, you were. But I know I was never into school. I just wasn't. But it ended up being one of my favorite books as well. And it's just a really, really good book. And I have a hard time reading books all the way through. One of the only other books that I read all the way through, well, I've read more than one, but one that sticks out to my head is Firestarter by Stephen King. Remember reading that all the way through. And I'm not quite through a Shelby Foote, a Civil War book that I have that my wife got me one Christmas. And I've got a couple of his books too. Groovy, Jason. Thanks for taking time to give us a buzz over here at We Live on a Planet. And I'm glad that you were able to spark a memory with my... on this day of history about Of Mice and Men. Stick around. We got another phone call. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I'm still so new to this anchor thing. I did not even realize you left me a message until now. I so apologize for that, but thank you for the compliment. And yes, I'm all about helping other people. I know the struggle. I've been there. My podcasting has been coming since 2009, and I've had multiple shows till finally I found something that stick, like the noodle on the wall that grandma used to throw. And hopefully, pasta's done. But anyway, yes, thank you so much for that. I really do appreciate that. And I do love your show. I think it's very unique. I listened to your interview with Mylar the other day, and the Walmart thing was hysterical. And just the way you deliver things and how dry things are, it's a comedy that is just absolutely amazing and very much needed. So thank you again, and I will talk to you soon. Absolutely. Maybe we can be on each other's show at some point. Talk to you soon.
That's David Allen from a podcast by the name of Confession Radio. Go check out Confession Radio wherever podcasts can be found. It's a great concept, a great idea. He has people email or contact his show about confessions, about things that are weighing heavy on him or what it might be. And he's been in this game since 2009. So I'm really looking forward to being able to talk with you and learn from you as well. So thank you for having some interest in doing something with me with Here We Live on a Planet. I'll put the pot on and get that simmering, because that would be fun. And I'm glad that you were able to find my interview with Mylar over at Oh What a Glorious Morning. Mylar has a podcast, and it was so much fun. And my Walmart interviews, I talked about them earlier. I wished I had numbered. I wasn't numbering things back then, and I think I have them called Planet Points, if I remember. And they were last December. So they were quite a while ago, and I went up and just was asking people about these fictitious, non-existent planet points and asking anybody if they've heard about them. And at the time, the Pokemon craze was real big, and people were spending time chasing around non-existent Pokemon. I was asking people if they'd be willing to pick up trash and throw it in the garbage for earning a planet point. And it was really just a way for me to go up and start talking to people, and it was fun. So go check those out. And thank you, David. And I look forward to being able to collaborate with you. And in the meantime, keep doing your great thing that you're doing over at Confession Radio. Looks like we got time for a couple more phone calls. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hi, Patrick. This is Lisa over at Living with Lisa, keeping it real. So here's my reality. As you talked about MILFer, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've just heard that. MILF and WILF. I am 47, I think. I don't know. Anyway, I had no clue what that was. And my niece was talking about being at the gym and, somebody saying that she was a MILF. And I'm like, what's a MILF? And of course, she's young, beautiful, and, 20s. And her friends were all like, oh my gosh, your aunt's hysterical. And they were all laughing. I'm like, oh, please fill me in. She private messaged me and I said, oh my gosh. So yeah, I've learned something new today. So you made me laugh. Have a great day, Patrick. Bye.
That's my friend Lisa from Living with Lisa, Keeping It Real. Go find her podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. I started something new at the beginning of the year called Word of the Day, and it's an app that I found, and I thought it would be good to kind of get some practice of working our gray matter and strengthening our vocabulary. And the word of the day the other day was MILFler. Yeah, MILFler. And what I thought MILFler was not what the definition, because my mind went a different way. And MILFler is actually a decorative design that you find on pots, vases, or tapestry. That is MILFler. And you heard Lisa's call about it, so good laugh. I'm glad that you were able to learn something from We Live on a Planet, because I learned as well what MILFler was, and I enjoy doing this show, and I enjoy learning, so thank you. I'm glad that you got a laugh as well. Looks like let's do another one. We'll take another phone call. Thanks, Lisa. I do appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the news? Patrick, guess who's buying Anchor? Spotify. Can you believe it? What do you think about that? Do you think they'll change it around again? Or will it be incorporated into the Spotify app? And will it still be Anchor? Who knows? Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Let me know your thoughts. Okay, man. Great show as always. Take care.
Thanks, Rare Todd. Go check out Rare Todd anywhere podcasts can be found. And he is bringing us the news about Spotify buying Anchor. And I am over the moon about this. I am really excited for Anchor. I feel like I'm watching my big brother succeed, or my big sister. I joined Anchor back 2017 in October, and it's the only way I've ever podcasted. It's the only place I've ever made a podcast through, and I call them my home, and they're my sponsor as well. So I'm happy for them. I think that big things are going to be in the horizon, and the only constant in life is change anyways. Good or bad, things are going to change, like it or not. And I'm thinking this change will be good for Anchor. Anchor did put out a news that nothing is going to change how they host their podcast. Nothing's going to change for me as a podcaster. And it's just big news for them. Big, big news. Everybody loves Spotify. Well, not everybody, but people know Spotify and they know the company. And for Anchor, for such a fresh company to come through and be able to break through and have a company like Spotify buy them, kudos to you, Anchor. I'm really proud of you, and I'm proud and honored that you have me, that you've sponsored my show. So thank you for that as well. And thank you all for taking time out of your day to come check out We Live on a Planet and see what's going on. And for those of you who called in, Jason, B, David Allen, Lisa, from Living with Lisa, Keeping It Real, and Rare Todd, thank you guys. I do appreciate it. It's always nice to hear from you all. I did tell you earlier, it's easy to reach me. You can use the Anchor app or head on over to my website, WLOAP.com. I made it through the Universe app. And we will be talking with Joseph Cohen, the creator of the Universe app, in the near future here at We Live on a Planet. And so I'm excited. There's good things. This year has got good things in store for me. I can feel it. And I hopefully it's got good things in store for you too. You know, you just keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thing. Thanks for sharing time with me. I appreciate it. And I look forward to talking to you again real soon, my friends. Do your best to stay curious and not judgmental today. The best you can. And try to find the power. You got it. And I know you do. Take care, my friends. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.